on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM, KQNA. It's
Hammer Time.
Waking Up with YCCA. Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA is sponsored by Amazing Foot Spa, Elan Electric, Delta Plus Floors, Arizona Seamless Gutters, Builders Wholesale, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Ability Remodeling, Barrett Propane, AeroSeal, Vicente Landscaping, Prescott Dirt, and Century Painting. And now from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA, the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, good morning out there, Yavapai County. It's the weekend. You know what, listeners? This is the first weekend in September. It's the last weekend of summer, Mr. Enders.
It is the last. I did not realize that's the last weekend.
Oh, Mike, you've got to pay attention.
Well, I knew it was the first weekend of September. I'm not that far behind.
It's the last weekend of summer.
Huh, so we're now officially into autumn.
Yes, and Monday's Labor Day.
Yes, it is.
I know, and we're still 100 degrees outside.
Feels
and
like
guess
it.
What? Only 115 days till Christmas.
I knew that had to be coming shortly.
I knew. I'm on it now, listeners. I'm not letting that day get out of my head because I like when Santa fills up my sock
you
with
betcha.
Good stuff. So, good morning, Mr. Wingman. I'm so happy that you're on time this morning.
Yes, it was my pleasure.
Yeah. I tell you, listeners, in six plus
years.
I think you've only been late twice.
Yeah, but that's twice too many, huh?
You're right. It is twice too many. Don't be so hard on yourself.
Okay.
So our program last weekend with Nancy Dean, the Bee Lady, oh, my gosh, terrific, wasn't it?
It was good information, fun, and it set the world abuzz.
Stop already. I just love that show, and we had so many laughs. Such good giggles, and that woman knows everything there is to know about bees.
Well, seriously, she Ooh, does. Very,
seriously.
Very bee inclined,
yes,
so to speak.
Very educational. So, okay, so listen to this. Okay, remember on our show last weekend, mm-hmm. you know how I love quesadillas.
Yes.
Listeners, not the kind of quesadillas that you eat. I call the cicadas quesadillas.
Right.
Because it's much easier to roll
just,
that name
yeah,
off of my
it's
tongue.
Just the way it is.
And how I said I wish I could make the quesadilla sound my phone ring.
I remember that.
Okay, I got it figured out.
Did you?
Yeah, so listen to this. Here's my new cell phone ring.
Hopefully you pick up
over I'm so excited.
Okay,
here it goes.
You know what that sounds like to me? Either a leak in of a hot vapor like out of a tank, or maybe even rattlesnake.
It does. Quesadillas. Is that not the best thing?
Steamy well, quesadillas. We'll call it steamy.
Oh, I know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I think I'll just keep Prince in Purple Rain.
Well, it was a good try.
It was a good try. And then one more thing I have to say, and then
okay.
we'll get going. Sorry. You know, I'm putting bee pollen in my oatmeal.
Yes, ma'am.
I really don't know if it's done anything to me yet, but I will certainly let you know if it does. Sonny from Amazing Foot Spas,
mm-hmm.
he's one of our sponsors
right.
on Hammer Time. This past weekend, I went to the Prescott Valley Amazing Foot Spas.
Uh-huh.
You have got to go.
Oh, really? Because the other time you went to his place over by
Yes, but you
Galvin.
Can go to any of them.
Okay.
Just for a whole hour.
Wow.
30 minutes each foot and leg. I was in heaven. Sonny, I'm so happy you're a sponsor. Listeners, you have got to go to Amazing Foot Spa, seriously.
So you just floated right out of
a
there.
A whole new perspective
wow.
on feet and how to float.
Super.
So.
We'll have to keep that in mind.
You're a contractor. You need to go get them massaged or
Once,
whatever they do.
If I can find an hour in my schedule, I'd love to do that.
you have an hour. Come on. So I think that you need to take us off to break because when we come back, you will meet our two lovely guests. We have Nancy Hammerly. She is the event and community outreach coordinator with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Oh, neat.
And Scott Norton, he is the general manager of the Prescott Valley Events Center, so we're going to talk events.
I've heard of that place.
Because you've walked miles and miles on your feet.
Many, many
That's
miles
there. That's
why
you there. Need a massage on your feet. So zip us off.
Absolutely my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time on Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA 1130 AM and 99.9 and 95.5 FM. Please stay tuned for some great messages from our valuable sponsors. Fill up that cup of coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. And, of course, our super fine, over-the-top, stellar, wonderful, top drawer.
Super catch of, yeah, fragilistic.
Members and sponsors. Nancy Hammerly, Event and Community Outreach Coordinator for Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. How do you do?
Well, how do you do? Thank you for having me.
Our pleasure. So we're going to talk about Big Brothers Big Sisters because your organization is an extremely important one in our community. So share with our listeners, because it's a fascinating story, how you were hooked into the life-changing connection with Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Well, let me again thank you for having me on Hammer Time. I'm very blessed to be here and to represent Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. When I moved to Prescott 11 years ago, I needed to do some volunteer work, and I drove by the Big Brothers Big Sisters sign for several weeks and finally gave them a call and was matched with Morgan back in 2007, and we were big sister, little sister for 3.5 years, and her mom graduated nursing school and had to move to Texas for a job, so Morgan and I had to quit our relationship. Huh. So now I'm currently matched with 11-year-old Clarissa, and she's a wonderful girl, and it's just great experience spending time with her, helping her to overcome some of her fears, become more independent, and it's just a very rewarding experience, hopefully for her, but especially for me.
Super.
So you started out as a big sister to littles.
I started at a big sister.
Wonderful. And now share with our listeners where you are. You're getting a paycheck.
I am. Isn't that exciting? Well, I volunteered for many years with the gala committee and such and became a full-time employee a year ago. So I'm the event and community outreach person. And so I go out and bring the message to the community about our organization and promote Bowl for Kids Sake and tax credits and all of the fun things that we do try to raise money to support our mission and our work in the community.
So how does the event and community outreach diva, such as yourself, I mean, are you on the road all the time? Are you on every radio station, every event, TV, airwaves, newspapers, hot air balloons?
Well, not as much.
I
share that getting out to the public with many other people of the staff, our president and CEO, Juliana Goswick. I'm sure everyone
knows her.
Wonderful
woman.
And Robin Layton is our marketing director.
Yes.
And Lynn Baxter is our program director. And we have several other people that have been with the organization for years and years. So it's not up to me. So thank goodness.
You're just an important cog in that
yes.
wheel.
Well, and we have our volunteers that also spread the word and try to encourage more people. Volunteerism and more big brothers and big sisters to join our organization.
Now, Big Brothers Big Sisters, you just came off of one of your big events last weekend.
We did our annual Biggest Little Picnic, and this is our annual celebration of our big and little matches. We had, I would say, probably over 500. We went through 500 burgers, 300 hot dogs, and tons of food. We had some great people there. Wells Fargo and Freedom Station were our sponsors. The food was provided by local farms and ranches and businesses that donated the stuff or gave us a great deal. And so we're just so grateful to everyone. And just want to mention Whipstone Farms and Augie's and Prescott Junction. Thanks for the pies and Flying M Ranch for the beef patties, and Sonic donated the ice. And I mean, the list goes on and on.
That's one great thing about this community, isn't it, Mike?
It is, and it's a tribute to Big Brothers and Big Sisters, though, because of all the sponsorships. People really believe in that.
Well, and we're so blessed to have such strong community support and so many community partners that encourage our work and back our work, mm-hmm. and are willing to give from their pocketbook to help support the things we do.
Who cooked all the hot dogs and hamburgers?
The Lions, the Sunrise Lions, and Wells Fargo volunteers were instrumental in making everything come together food-wise.
I would have had at least 3 hot dogs.
Can you imagine, though, 500 people? That's
huge.
Is amazing. Where did you have held
it? It was Granite Creek Park.
Oh, Granite Creek.
And so we took over that entire park. We had the American Raptor Club. They came and did a demonstration with some hawks and falcons, and Prescott Fire Department and the Sheriff's Department. There was just so many people there. It was a great day.
Well, good for
Very
you.
Good.
What about how can one be a big brother or be a big sister? Because we love sharing your message as well. And how many littles are waiting for matches?
Well, as of last week, we had 170 waiting littles. Ooh. Now, I expect that number will increase now that school starts, and the schools are very instrumental in identifying the children with need. So I'm sure that number will rise. And 2/3 of those are boys. So we do need a lot of men to think about becoming a big brother and mentoring a young boy. To be a big brother or big sister, you just need to come and sign up and fill out an application. There is a pretty strict interview process and background check. Lots of questions asked from both the big volunteer and the little that's coming into the program, so we can match them with like interest, and we do a very good job with that. We're proud of our relationships that our bigs and littles. Some have been matched for, 13 years.
Wow.
And the children in our program are 5 to 17.
Nance, I don't mean to interrupt, and I want you to hold this conversation because it's a good message we need to get out there.
Mm-hmm.
But you have got to take us to break before the engineer unplugs us.
It would be my pleasure, because we do not want to come off as unplugged.
No, because we've got more messages and information that Nancy needs to share.
Absolutely. We look forward to it. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association and aired on Talk of the Quad Cities. So please stay tuned for some great messages from, as Sandy says, our ever-loving and superb and...
Okay, keep going.
And
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
That's close enough. Sponsors. So please stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Central Highlands, I look up some important, interesting facts.
And that's like trivia.
Yes,
okay.
It's like Jeopardy trivia. Let's see how much money you can
ding,
make.
Ding,
I
ding,
forgot
ding.
I had this. Do you know that tigers not only have stripes on their fur, they have stripes on their skin as well?
Really? Goes all the way through.
It goes all the way through.
I never really thought about that, quite frankly.
I hadn't either. And, wait, here's one more. What state is... whose name is just one syllable? There's only one state, one syllable.
Maine?
How did you know that?
I'm sitting here thinking real quickly.
I am so impressed. Nancy, did you know that?
Well, I actually did figure that one out pretty quick. That's kind of amazing for me.
We're going to ask Scott Norton, who's going to be our guest on the second half.
Uh-huh.
Scott, did you have that one figured out?
No, I'm not that quick.
Okay, here's another one.
Uh-oh.
How many notches, grooves, are around the edge of a dime?
Ooh, I don't have the slightest. 157. I have no idea.
Nancy?
I have no idea.
Throw a guess out.
Oh, 203.
That's a really bad guess. Scott?
I'll say 100.
Ooh, close.
Close?
118.
Really? Wow.
And now the quarter has 119.
Now, that's some information I better file away because I know that that's going to come up again.
I'm sure I'll have a conversation next week about it.
Okay, you guys. Scott, that is very valuable information. Would you not agree?
Yeah, hey. Like, never know when you're going to need that,
you
right?
Might.
We could be on Jeopardy, the TV program, and
that could
come up, and that would be a solution.
We could. I better stop my jokes. I'll come up with more trivia. Jeopardy information.
There
okay, back to Big Brothers,
Let's get
Big
some
Sisters.
Great information back from Nancy.
Absolutely. Nancy Hammerly, she's the event and community outreach coordinator with us this morning from Yavapai Big Brothers, Big Sisters. So, Nance, I read that it costs $1,200 to match a Big Brother, Big Sister couple or family to a child. No wonder Big Brothers Big Sisters is in need of their monetary solicitations and any support that the community could give. That makes a statement about how well and how deep you go with the matches.
And that's what I was going to ask as far as the screening, because you
that's
have
huge.
Very, very good success. And I'm sure a lot of that has to do with the depth of the screening process and matching likes, dislikes of the little and the big. Is that a correct
absolutely.
Statement?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And part of that $1,200 is not only to match, but to maintain a match every year. And so we have 480-some-odd matches that are current right now.
Wow.
So do the math, you know, and then 171 still waiting, and that number's going to rise. So that's why we're always out raising funds to support our work, and we're made a commitment to grow 10% annually.
Wow.
So we're very working very hard to maintain those goals and reach them and just get as many kids matched that need us.
So you're closing
there.
In on that magical 500 number?
Almost.
Between
you know, all through Yavapai County. So we have an office in Cottonwood as well that serves the Verde Valley, and then here in Prescott that serves the Quad Cities.
Super. I know that the bigs and littles, once they bond, a lot of them will continue to carry that bond into adulthood for the little.
Many, for years and years and years, I've heard stories about attending a little's wedding or their college graduation. We actually have many successful business people in the community that were little brothers or little
at
sisters.
The time, huh?
And it's heartwarming to see that that they are successful, and that's what we strive to do. That's our mission.
Sure.
Is to their success in every child, and we help them to succeed.
And they truly become a member of the Biggs family.
Absolutely, and we're seeing generational change. You know, some of these littles are the first to go into college, and then as they grow up and have families, then they further encourage their children to get further educated and do better than they
right.
did. So it's a chain that we hope never ends.
It's raising the bar.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
You know, and Big Brothers Big Sisters, again, they are a very amazing organization in Yavapai County, and we all know the belief that inherent in every child is the ability to be able to thrive and succeed. And you said that yourself just 2 minutes ago, Nancy. So,
absolutely.
You know,
we see the
it.
Success in every child.
Perfect.
It's there.
That's wonderful. That's heartwarming.
It is.
It's just what you do is amazing. So how does one become a volunteer? You not only need bigs for your littles, do you need volunteers as well?
Oh, absolutely. We need volunteers that want to come and help out in the office, and we have several. And then all the events that we run, the gala, which is coming up in November. We have a committee in place right now that is working on all of the different aspects of that event. We have our Bowl for Kids' Sake, our tax credit, and then just several small events like the picnic in between. So we're always working for our kids.
I think I'd like to volunteer to cook hot dogs at the picnic next year.
I think we could save a spot for you.
You're trying to extract yourself from the bowling lanes?
Yes, because that just is not a good...
Not a good fit?
Not a good fit. I think I'd be much better grilling a dog.
That'll work.
We'd love to have you.
So, is there a maximum amount of time that needs to be given to a little from a big, or can they do whatever they have to offer? How does that work?
Well, I'm glad you asked that, because the commitment for becoming a big brother or big sister is 8 hours a month for 1 year.
Gosh,
that's the initial commitment. We have several different types of matches. The high school or the school-based match is where you go into the school once a week for an hour, and that's just through the school term. And then our community-based matches is where a big and little are matched together, and they go out into the community and hike or see movies or do whatever they would enjoy to do mm-hmm. together. And that is the same, just 1 year commitment. But fortunately, most people are so rewarded by the experience and feel like they're making a difference that we have matches that have gone on for years and years.
So how does the school match work? What is that?
They still go through the interview process just like any other match, and the background checks and all of that. And they go into the school for an hour a week through the school year, so through August through May, and that's the extent of that match. Now, I think you can continue your school-based match as they grow up through the grades mm-hmm. and continue doing that. I don't know that we have any bigs going into the high schools for lunch, mostly the elementary school.
So you just go to have lunch with them, or do you take their tests for them?
No, do you sit
no,
in the classroom?
You don't necessarily. I don't know. I think mostly lunch or study period, and they can use that time to study or just interact with each other and talk. Just as one of our school-based matches that everybody knows is Deborah Black, our police chief. She's matched with a school-based little girl, Kira, and they've had some wonderful time together. And she's
Very
our
neat.
Big in blue. We have very many bigs in blue. That's our police officers uh-huh. that are involved as big brothers or big sisters.
Wonderful. It was absolutely fabulous having you with us this morning. I love having big brothers, big sisters on Hammer Time.
And I was going to say, you're involved with a group that we've had in here, various people from the organization, and you work with a bunch of wonderful people.
Fabulous.
Well, I think so, and thank you for having us and inviting us to be here.
So if any of our listeners out there, you want to be a big, you want to go to school, you want to go to study period, you want to go have lunch with a little, how do they reach Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and who do they call, Nancy?
Well, you can call 928-778-5135 and ask whoever answers the phone that you're interested in being a big brother or big sister, and we'll start the process.
Fabulous. Absolutely wonderful. So thank you, my friend, for being with us on Hammer Time.
Thank you very much.
We're at the bottom of our hour, listeners. When we return, you will meet Scott Norton, the general manager from the Prescott Valley Events Center, and we're going to find out what's going on out there. So don't go away. You're listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by Yavapai County Contractors Association. Stay put. Don't move. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hello to you, Scooby-Dooby-Doo. It's the weekend, and that means you're hanging with Mike and Sandy. We just hung with Nancy Hammerly. She is the event coordinator, community outreach coordinator for Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And now we're going to hang with Scott Norton,
Terrific.
General manager of Prescott Valley Event Center. Scott, are you awake?
Yes, I am.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This is going to be fun. I'm so excited. This is a first.
It is, yes. Thank you for having me on
again.
It's
not going to be the last either.
No, it won't. But we do appreciate him coming. He had to get up early to get over here to the radio station on Saturday.
Yeah, and in our business, we don't deal well with early mornings. It's mostly the later evenings. So
does that mean you're going to be fussy?
Oh, not at all.
Okay, guys, I have another interesting fact.
Okay, do you want a rum, droll rum, or just...
A droll rum?
I just
you need more orange juice or something.
I haven't straightened out my tongue yet.
The giant squid has the largest eyes in the world. Bigger than our...
Really?
Yes. Pretty interesting, huh?
They have eyes... Well, it's an octopus. Octopus has one eye, is that? And then the squid have two?
That's not one of my questions. I don't know. Give me a break. Now I'm going to have to look that one up so we'll have an answer. So did you know that an ostrich's eye is bigger than its brain?
I think I have heard that before, but I would have expected that its eyes were bigger than a squid, giant squid. That's amazing.
Wait, you've got too many eyes going on. You've confused us. Scott, I don't know what we're going to do with him.
Well, but I've seen pictures of where the ostriches will bat their eyes at you. I've never seen pictures of a squid batting their eyes at you.
I don't know what to say to that. Scott, I'm at a loss for words.
Uh-oh. Dead air here.
Something else to look up, huh?
Yes.
Do squids have eyelashes?
For my Jeopardy questions, quit it. Okay, Scott Norton, General Manager, Prescott Valley Event Center. Welcome to Yavapai County.
Well, thank you. I very much appreciate it.
So how do you like your new position?
It's great. I love it. Love the weather. Love the community. It's been a great ride so far, and looking forward to bringing a lot of new events to the center.
So share with our listeners, you came up from the Valley, and what position did you hold down there?
I was the director of marketing and PR for University of Phoenix Stadium, where the Cardinals play, for 12 years.
Wow.
And our company, we basically booked and managed all the non-football events, so soccer, concerts, you know, trade shows and so forth. And but I have a lot of experience in the arena background. Worked for an NHL team in the past and managed a 10,000-seat arena in Bakersfield, California.
Wow.
Prior to my time at the stadium.
You've done it all.
Yeah, pretty much. Been in the business about 25 years. So,
how fun is that? So what do you like best about what you do?
You know, dealing with the different promoters and people and artists and so forth. I'm a big sports fan and music fan, so it's always fun to be involved there. But as I tell people, they always say that job must be so fun. I said, well, it's still a job. It's a lot of nights and weekends.
A lot of work.
But yeah, it's fun. I'm sure if I did anything else, I'd be very bored. So I've been very blessed in the business. So.
Okay, so here's a question we're all dying to ask. Well, maybe not all of us, maybe just me. So when you bring in show people and you bring them in for an event, seriously, do they have off-the-wall wacky requests like they only want green M&Ms and no blue, and they only want Pepsi and no Coke, and they want potato chips that don't crunch?
You know, a little bit. I don't think it's to that extent. That's kind of folklore. But they do have basically a tech rider where they say, okay, they want, you know, this amount of soda and, you know, all the meals got to be vegetarian or what have you. So there are specific...
Some guidelines.
Yeah, there are some guidelines to that, but it's usually not too tough. Every once in a while, you'll see kind of a weird request in there, but that's the business, you know. They're the artist, and a lot of times the promoters will have to deal with that, not so much us, but and there's, you know, like anywhere, there's some great people in the business, and then there's some harder to deal with people in the business. So.
Well, that was very well put. No wonder he does so well.
I think that's called life.
Right. Yeah.
Hard people, easy people, lovable people, and not so lovable people.
But the events, I can appreciate the hard work, because just with our annual event with the home show, there's a lot that goes into that. And, of course, Sandy does almost 99.999% of it for our organization. But there's still a lot of coordination.
Yeah, a ton. And Sandy does a great job with her show. But, you know, when people walk through the door, they're seeing the finished product. But, you know, the week probably leading
behind
up to it is, you know, Sandy's
kinda
probably
like
working 12-hour days plus. And so, you know, dealing with the little things that, you know, make a show great. And mm-hmm. So it's really folks like yourselves that put on a quality event. You can really tell when, like I said, when you walk through the door. So
let's talk about some cool, exciting events coming up at the Prescott Valley Event Center. And I know today's Saturday, so tonight, Saturday night, there's a crazy, wild event going on.
Yes, it's our mixed martial arts event, MMA Anarchy is what it's called. It's a series that we're putting together with a promoter here. So we've got Danny Hilton, who's a local fighter, in one of the matches, and then we've got a total of 10 matches or fights going on this evening. So again, if
it's at one time they're going on?
Well, yeah, one right after another.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. So,
because you just have the one cage.
Yes, you're right. It's a octagon, 26-foot octagon cage. So get tickets today, and if you're listening tomorrow, you missed the show, come see us at the next one.
And if they don't happen to get tickets, can they go ahead and just enter the event so that they can see what's going on?
We'll sign them up if they want to go.
Sign them up. Want to go?
Yeah. Yeah, if you and Sandy want to take the gloves off, one of these, it'll be our celebrity match.
Yeah.
There you go.
Seriously. So where do the fighters... Are they called fighters?
Yep.
Where do they come from? I know Danny's local.
Yeah, he's local. We've got a couple other guys that have fought either in Bellator or on the higher... Basically, this is like a lead up to, if you know, the big MMA event. But Mexico, all over Arizona, the West. It's actually a really strong card for this evening.
Now, I know that Yerick, he was on our show. He owns the Grind Boxing Gym.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Danny is his fighter.
Ah,
so
he's his local guy.
Is going to be in the corner tonight with
Danny. I
didn't realize
he was his trainer.
His trainer, that's it. Yeah.
The match tonight is a rubber match between Danny and this guy, Jeff Fletcher. They fought twice. Each one has won.
Wow.
So tonight's for the title between these two guys. Kind of winner takes all this evening. So.
Oh, very cool. Do they get money?
They do get money. Yes, exactly. They get money for fighting, and they get money for winning. So,
okay, listeners, if you want to go to the MMA tonight, Saturday, go to the event center. Can they call for tickets or go online?
They can go to the box office, or they can call Ticketmaster or go to Ticketmaster.com to purchase tickets.
And tomorrow, if you tune in, it's Sunday. Do not go tonight because there's no fight on Sunday night. It's just Saturday night.
Is there anything going on Sunday night?
We do not have anything on Sunday.
So the seating would be really good.
Yeah.
They could have their pick-up
seating. Right.
Oh, exactly. You're funny. He's such a clown, Scott. We're going to take a break. And then when we come back, we're going to continue conversations with Scott Norton, General Manager, Prescott Valley Event Center, and find out what's going on out there.
Terrific.
Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Central Highlands, we are on the south side. Scott, do you know what that means?
South side of the show?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, I do.
It's almost a wrap.
Right.
It's almost a show in the can or whatever. So, Scott Norton, General Manager, Prescott Valley Event Center. You know what? That event center is the best thing that's ever happened to this community.
It is. I would agree.
Great. Thank you.
Love it. You know, and there's been some great events down there. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the upcoming ones because they're pretty excited, Scott.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we'll be announcing a country concert here shortly. Can't say who it is yet, but that'll be
up and
coming.
Nobody will hear you. You can tell us.
Just between us.
It's just between us. Who is it?
Sorry,
is it a boy or a girl?
It's two guys, actually, that both have had hit singles. So looking forward to it. It's the first concert they've had there in a little bit. So we're excited about that. The Sun schedule was recently announced the other day. So their first game is Saturday, November 4th. In addition to that, and again, we're excited to have them back on board for a second year here. In addition to that, they've recently announced that on Friday, September 29th, the actual Phoenix Suns will be in town for a full scrimmage.
Wow.
So you'll get to see all the stars from the Phoenix Suns.
Scott, that's great that September 29th, the big boys basketball Suns are going to be here.
Yeah, phenomenal. First time ever in the market.
It is.
They're conducting their training camp up in Flagstaff, so they're going to come down here and play a game. It's a free event. open to the public.
Wow.
So all, you know, Devin Booker, Josh Jackson, all of their draft picks, they will all play, and it'll be an intramural kind of schedule. They play amongst themselves. So we're real excited to have
neat.
That.
So what if I accidentally end up on the floor with my tennies laced up and ready to go?
You'd probably be escorted off.
That was a very nice way of putting it. You would be kicked off the floor.
You would be kicked out, Sandy.
Yeah, as you can imagine, the security will probably be a little bit tighter for that event. They'll have a lot of their staff up here from the Suns as well. So great opportunity for folks to come out and see the main team here. Obviously, they're using it as a platform to promote the NAZ Suns. Which, again, we're looking forward to another great season with them. But, again, free event. So excited to have those
open seating.
Back.
You can seat anywhere.
It's basically, general admission.
Oh my
gosh. First come, first serve out there. There will be a post game autograph session so they can get up and close with the Suns. So, yeah, we're very happy that they decided to do that in our community. And obviously, they could have done it down in Phoenix, but they elected to do it up here. So, very thankful.
One of the things I have to comment on is that, and applaud you for, and your predecessors, is that you bring in some very good big name talent, both in the sporting arena and the rodeo shows and whatnot. But as far as the singers, and you were talking about a new country western group coming in here or event, you've brought to town some very big name acts in the past, and quite frankly, I get surprised that they would come to the little burg of Prescott to perform.
We're not a little burg, baby. We're like a big burg.
In comparison to like the Phoenixes and whatnot. I think that's pretty cool that
like
you bring the talent that you do.
Yeah, and it's great, you know, for those that have followed the trajectory of the building, if you will. It's been a couple years of hard times, mm-hmm. but, you know, as has been reported, the town of Prescott Valley is assuming ownership of the facility. Our company, Spectra, is negotiating a long-term management deal with them.
Super.
So we're looking forward to using our industry contacts, and we already have, to program more. I mean, this business is all about events, and the mm-hmm. expectation is that we'll book more and more. So, on that note, right after the Suns scrimmage, we roll right into the PRCA Turquoise Final. Again, another great event, three-day circuit finals for Arizona and New Mexico, 3 days of rodeo at the facility. Super excited about mm-hmm. that event. And then we continue to work on some other sporting events and like a monster truck show and additional concerts and so forth. So we're really looking to kind of turn the corner in terms of content.
Super.
So with the rodeo, the Turquoise Circuit, that's the first having that big rodeo down there.
It is, yeah.
How about the logistics of planning horse pins and bull riding, and where do you put all the animals?
We're dealing with it right now.
My gosh.
It's 3 days, first time ever. So we're actually going to have the pens across the street.
Where all the dirt is?
Exactly, where all the dirt is. So we'll move them. We'll have a big tent up there for the animals. But it is a lot of logistics. So you're arranging the dirt. You're arranging, tickets and promotions. So we're pretty much a month out right now. But first time ever for the market. We're hoping that it does well, which we certainly anticipate that it will, and that we can ink a long-term deal to have that here, which is big economic news for the community just in terms of a lot of out-of-town visitors. Most of the contestants are out of town, the family and friends, mm-hmm. so it'll be a lot of hotel room nights and restaurant visits and so forth, so we're glad that we can assist in that realm.
Where are the Cowboys going to park all their rigs?
We have it laid out basically on-site across the street. We have the parking for them, but yeah, they'll kind of come and go. So it's full on, probably 10 different types of rodeo. They'll use up the whole venue. So busy weekend. Yeah,
yeah, and some of those rigs, as we've talked about in the past, are just, they're luxurious.
Yeah.
So I've seen your box truck parked around town and moving upside and down the roads advertising this circuit. So
right.
Very cool little advertising gig.
Yeah, and tickets start at only $10.
It's a bargain.
We do have tickets available that our Loge tickets are only $40, which include dinner from Gabby's. So really, inexpensive in my realm. People can purchase tickets at the box office or through Ticketmaster.
How many employees do you have?
We have full time. We only have 5 people, but we probably have, in terms of part time help, it's all event related.
Right.
And probably 35 to 40. But for this event, we'll be working closely with the folks from the Turquoise Final and PRCA to put on the rodeo portion of it. But I mean, the great thing about it is it's an enclosed environment, climate controlled. Mm-hmm. You know, we got video screens, and really any of you know it, if you have a seat anywhere, even the suites, you're right on top of the action. So we think it'll be a very intimate setting for rodeo.
So do you have your Stetson?
I do not have my Stetson yet, but
but you're going to.
Yes, okay. I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Being bolo tie and your belt buckle, boy.
Being from Connecticut, I haven't had a lot of exposure to that, but I did live in Bakersfield for a number of years.
Okay,
so
then you're kind of.
Yeah, ready. Yeah. So I'll get my cowboy on. Don't worry.
You got to get your cowboy going, baby.
We won't expect a spurt, but you need a hat.
All right. Yeah. So I'm told.
what else is going on out there? That's good stuff.
Yeah, you know, we're just in the process of with the town's assumption of ownership of the building, we are looking to make a lot of capital improvements to the facility. So, you know, it's 11 years old, so it does need a little bit of a facelift. So I think people will see a marked difference. Perfect. When they walk into the building from a technology standpoint, from an aesthetic standpoint. You know, again, shows like yours, you know, more and more require infrastructure and lighting and internet and all that stuff. So we're making some upgrades to the facility, which will be a great thing and enhance the consumer's visit to our place.
Super. Very good. We appreciate the update. Thank you very much.
Now, are you moved up here permanently, Scott, with your family?
I am moved up here.
Congratulations.
Yes, permanently. Yes, yes. Spent a little time in the fifth wheel, as we joked about earlier, but yes, we're up here. My son goes to AEC school behind the venue, which he transferred from the Valley. So, yeah, we're getting ingrained. And we love it up here. We do. So,
well, great. You know what? We're thrilled to have you. You're just an instrumental part of the community, and you're a good partner with YCCA. We appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate your business.
So tonight, Saturday, listeners, if you're listening tomorrow, Sunday, too bad, so sad, you missed out on the MMA aggression session.
There you go.
So get to the box office and get those tickets. What time does it start tonight?
Doors open at 5:30, and the show is at 7 o'clock.
Maybe next year we could be a sponsor.
Think about that. Or at least we could walk around in the ring. That's what we'll do. We'll get you those cards.
Yes, we could
walk around.
YCCA.
What's this wee business? I think that's just incumbent upon you. I think you'd look terrific.
So, Scott, a pleasure having you with us. Don't go away, listeners. We'll be back to wrap up Hammer Time.
You're listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
It was a great show this morning. We had Nancy Hammerly. She's the event and community outreach coordinator with Yavapai Big Brothers Big Sisters. Scott Norton, the general manager of Prescott Valley Event Center, talking about lots of great things, Mike.
Yes, ma'am.
The MMA is tonight, Saturday, not tomorrow, Sunday. The Sun, September 29th, free admission. I'm going.
I'm going.
And all kinds of good things. The Turquoise Rodeo coming up. So great community partners we have.
Look forward to it.
So, listeners, remember, if you need anything, YCCA 778-0040. I'm so excited, Mike. We got a couple homeowners some money back from the ROC, from the recovery fund.
Oh, very good.
One homeowner, $30,000 because of an unscrupulous, unlicensed guy.
Wow.
And another homeowner, $5,000 for a licensed contractor that didn't play fair.
Fair. Good for you.
So
good,
you know what? There are good things that happen, and I'm so proud to be a part of this organization. So 778-0040 if you have questions, if you need a contractor, or you just want to talk.
Or some information on contractors.
Yeah, or if you just want to talk. Or if you want to be on Hammer Time, 778-0040. So until next weekend, which we totally love being with you, you're Mike.
And you're Sandy.
I'm Scott.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we say, support Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and support Prescott Valley Event Center.
You've been listening to Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA. Today's show has been sponsored by Prescott Dirt, Barrett Propane, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Vicente Landscaping, Century Painting, AeroSeal, Moyers Heating and Cooling, Arizona Seamless Gutters, Builders Wholesale, Ability Remodeling, Elan Electric, Amazing Foot Spa, and Delta Plus Floors. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Hammer Time, Waking Up with YCCA on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.